It's January 13th, and as I report to you, I'm looking across the glacier at the colorful sprawl of Plaza de Mulas, the Aconcagua Base Camp. The team arrived here yesterday after a very long day. It took more than 10 and a half hours to walk from Confluencia up to this point. Now we're at 14,500 feet, but remember, this is the elevation we spent a great deal of time at and above on our Ojos del Salado climb. So our team, believe me, is looking a lot better than most of the other climbers who are at this point trying to climb Aconcagua. This is quite different from Ojos because of all the people and the support. The doctors here at Plaza de Mulas had wanted to interview the team to see how they're doing. They went down there with Layla, who knows all the park wardens and doctors here on the mountain very well, and met with some of the team. The team, after that, spent time along with Layla packing and organizing loads to be carried to the three camps higher than this that will allow us to attempt Aconcagua. We packed up food, and right now, as I speak, Oswaldo and Juancho are doing carries up to the higher camp. So it is more or less a rest day for us. The entire team is, in my opinion, looking great. Roger reports that he's sleeping better every night, and he's finally gotten a very keen appetite, not having slept or eaten that well early in the trip. So here we are in great position to advance on Aconcagua. One more thing I should report on this day is that the sky is perfectly clear. This is the best weather you can imagine. We talked to a German group who had attempted the summit about 3 days ago, actually made it, but made it in very bad weather. If we have weather like I'm seeing today on our summit day a few days from now, believe me, we'll be happy. We'll have perfect conditions. The mountain will dictate that, and we'll be ready for what comes. We're going to take our time, continue to acclimatize, enjoy living on Aconcagua. It's a beautiful and enjoyable place.